بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد In this month's tafsir we are going to be discussing Surah Al-Zilzal Surah Al-Zilzal is a Madani Surah which means that it was revealed after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. In this surah, the theme of the surah differs to those surahs which were revealed after the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Medina Munawwara. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about the day of Qiyamah and about reward and punishment, which is normally the contents of a surah which has been revealed in Makkah Mukarramah before the migration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before this, we in the previous tafsir session we covered Surah Al-Bayyinah and now Surah Al-Zilzal. In the opening verses of this surah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off by saying that when the earth will be shaken violently. Some scholars are of the opinion that this is referring to the first trumpet being blown. However, the majority of the scholars hold the opinion that this is referring to the second trumpet. So after all the people have died and they are in their graves, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell Israfil alayhi salam to blow the trumpet. After Israfil alayhi salam blows the trumpet for the second time, the earth will shake violently and everything on the earth in terms of the mountains, the buildings, everything will perish and everything will be destroyed, and the entire earth will be a flat, barren land on which Mahshar and the day of Qiyamah will then take place. So when the earth is shaken violently, the next thing that will happen is وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, that the earth will then take out its burden. Meaning, the people who are buried in the earth, the treasures which are buried in the earth, all of this will be taken out. Will be taken out from the earth. It will appear on the surface of the earth. So the people will be resurrected. And along with the people, all the treasures of the earth will also come to the surface of the earth. And then the people will be bewildered. They will be confused that the entire earth is there, all the treasures of the earth are there, and all the people are out of their graves, and the earth has just shaken violently. Then they will ask, وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا? An insan will ask that, what's wrong with it? Meaning, why is the earth doing this? What's wrong with it? What's happening? Some scholars of tafsir are of the opinion that this is referring to every insan, all types of insan. And others have said that this is referring to the kuffar, that the kafir will say, what's wrong with this earth? Meaning, why am I being thrown out from my grave? What's happening? They will be in a state of confusion, like it's mentioned in Surah Yasin as well. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا. They will say that woe be to us, who resurrected us from our place of resting. So وقال الإنسان ما لها. Insan will say that what's wrong with this earth. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها. And on that day, the earth will speak and it will tell of its news. The earth will give testimony, as it's mentioned in the riwayat of Tirmidhi, that the Prophet ﷺ said that on that day, the earth will speak and the earth will testify that this person used to do these good actions on this earth, on this piece of land, and this person used to do this evil action, and the earth will be given the ability to speak and will testify and in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا. So that's why the ulama have mentioned that these verses, we should ponder over these verses over and over again. Whenever we are going to, or whenever the thought comes in the heart that I should commit a sin, or the thought of the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes in the heart, and then we should think that at this moment in time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And on the day of Qiyamah, the earth will give testimony. And not only the earth will give testimony, but the mouths will be sealed and the limbs of the body will also give testimony, like it's mentioned in different parts of the Quran, that the body parts will give testimony against a person. So this is something that we need to ponder upon, reflect upon all the time. And this is how the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then enter a person's heart, when he has the realization that the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a no-go, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching and the angels are recording my deeds. The angels are recording my deeds, and even the earth is going to give testimony, and my own body parts are going to give testimony as well. When a person has this in the back of his mind, then engaging in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will become very, very difficult. And these are all realities. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. Because your Lord will command it to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will command the earth to speak, and the earth will start speaking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the earth the ability to speak the truth about all the events that took place and the sins that used to be committed on those on that piece of earth, and the good deeds which used to take place as well. And then يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says that on that day the people will become into groups. The people will become into groups. Some of the scholars of tafsir have explained and that this is referring to when the people will be resurrected. After the people will be resurrected, then they will be in groups. The believers will be together. And those believers who are from As-Sabiqoon, who are at the forefront, they will be together. And the believers who are Ashabul Yameen, they will be together. And then the believers, the disbelievers, they will be together. The Munafiqoon, they will be together. And some scholars have said that those who used to engage in similar kinds of sins, they will be together. So the Zanis, the ones who used to commit fornication, they will be together. And the ones who used to steal, they will be together. So they will be in different groups. This is one explanation given. The preferred explanation is that this ayah is referring to after hisab, after accountability. After the accountability is done, then the people will be split into two groups. One is the people of the right, the people who have passed and succeeded. And the other group is the people of the left, the people who failed. The people of the right will then be taken into Jannah, and the people of the left will be thrown into the fire of hell. So, يَوْمَئِذٍ يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so that their actions can be shown, or the fruits of their actions can be shown, some scholars have said. That they will be into groups, either they will be shown their actions, that you have been divided into these groups because of these actions of yours. Or لِيُرَوْا أَعْمَالَهُمْ, so that the fruits of their actions, the consequences of their actions can be shown. And there will be only two types. Only two types of action a person can do in this world. One is a good action, a good deed for which he is rewarded. And one is an evil deed for which one sin is written down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the angels. So the groups will be formed and they will be shown their actions. And فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ, whoever has done even an atom, the equivalent of an atom of good, he will see it. Meaning he will see the fruits of that. Anyone who has done any type of good in this world, on condition that that good action has met the conditions, meaning with iman, then he will see the fruits of that good action. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him for that. And that's why we should always keep this in mind, that nothing is missed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any good action, no matter how small or how big, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about it. If an effort is required, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward a person for it. A person makes the effort, he should never think that my effort is going to go to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another place in the Quran as well, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not waste the reward of those who do good. So as long as a person does good, وَكَانَ اللَّهُ شَاكِرًا عَلِيمًا, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever grateful. Aliman is all knowledgeable. Allah knows about all our actions. Allah knows about all our actions, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is grateful for our efforts. So as long as we are doing an action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we should never let shaitan come and tell us that is all of this effort worth it? Yes, of course it's worth it. Even if our actions are not perfect, my salah is not perfect, but I have still made an effort to come to the masjid. I have still made an effort to join the jama'ah, and I have prayed salah with the imam. Even if it's not perfect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates this effort, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward a person for this, even if it's not perfect. So every single action, no matter how small, how large, as long as there is ikhlas for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward a person for that. And if there is an action which seems so great, but is done for someone else's sake, or to show off, or for any other reason, then that action is rejected. So any good action which meets the condition, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the reward of that good action in the hereafter to the person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the fruits of that action and the reward of that action. And in the same way, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ, that whoever does the equivalent of an atom of evil, any evil deed which a person has committed, and the conditions of forgiveness have not been met, meaning he hasn't repented for that sin, or he hasn't been forgiven, that sin hasn't been forgiven in this world before he passed away, and then he will see the evil deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him that evil deed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show him that evil deed on the day of Qiyamah. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرَّيَّةٍ. So any deed that a person does is not going to be missed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is al-Aleem, Allah knows everything, Allah is all knowledgeable. Allah has angels who write down everything. The earth is going to testify. The body parts are going to testify. People are going to be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. And they will be divided into groups. So the whole surah is giving the same message. And in the end of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us again that before you do anything, think about the consequences. Is this action which I am about to do going to benefit me in the akhirah? Is it going to be from khayran yara, or is it going to be from sharran yara? This is the question that we have to ask. If it's going to be from sharran yara, then we have to leave it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And leaving a sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has great rewards. So the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will reward a person. But if a sin has been committed, and then a person hasn't repented, and hasn't been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that sin will be shown to him on the day of Qiyamah. He will see that sin on the day of Qiyamah. And then it's up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether he forgives that sin, or the person has to face the consequences and the punishment for committing this sin. So this is a very short surah, but it's a very, very important surah. It's a very important surah. If a person just holds on to this surah and regularly recites this surah with the meaning in mind, then this will go a long way. Where Qiyamah has been spoken about, the fact that the earth will give testimony, the fact that on the day of Qiyamah, وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا, some scholars have said that on the day of Qiyamah, when the earth will take out its treasures, the insan will come out from his grave, and all the other treasures of the earth will also be on the surface of the earth. So the gold will be there, and the silver will be there, and everything else will be there. But no one will pay attention to any of that. On that day, people will realize the true value of all that. That this is nothing. This was just dunya. This was mata'. It was a temporary benefit that we used to gain, we used to take in this world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of the Qur'an. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to internalize the Qur'an, act upon the Qur'an, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect us on the day of Qiyamah with those who were the foreigners. والسابقون السابقون أولئك المقربون. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us his proximity and closeness on the day of Qiyamah. Amin. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.